We continue our learning. We are Nazir Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. We're going to speak about the particular restrictions, prohibitions of a Nazir. And he's chai for eating grapes and wine and seeds and skins, as the Mishnah says like this. V'chayev ala yayin bifnei atzmo, v'ala hanovin bifnei atzman, v'ala chartzanin bifnei atzman, v'ala hazagin bifnei atzman. A Nazir who drinks wine, he's going to be chai if he drinks the shear of wine, or grapes, or chartzanin. Sanim and Zagim will have to define which are which. Machlokas, we'll see in the Mishnah, the pits and the skins. Yuchayev Malkos for each one alone. We spoke about them joining together, being Mitztarif as well in the previous Mishnah. But each one Yuchayev alone. And in fact, if I had a shear of each and one, I had a revius of wine and a kezias of a grape and a kezias of chartzanim and a kezias of zagim, I'm chayev four sets of malkos as well. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Einu chayev ad sheyochal shnei chartzanim vizagon. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, if a nazir ate chartzanim alone or zagim alone, he's not going to be chayev malkos. And we'll see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah subscribes to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, that the chartzanim are the seeds and the zagim are the skins. So according to him, you're not going to be chayev unless you have two chartzanim and the skin, the two seeds and its skin. Why is that so? Because the pasuk says, me chartzanim va'ad zag. Chartzanim is written in plural. Zag is in singular. So we assume, therefore, the chartzanim are the seeds, and you're not going to be chayev unless you have the chartzanim along with zagam, along with its own skin. Then the Mishnah says, Elu hein chartzanim ve'elu hein zagin. So which are which? Ha chartzanim, elu hachitzonim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see in a moment, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, not like Rabbi Yossi. The chartzanim are the peels, are the skins of the grape. Elu hachitzonim, the outer part. Ha zagim, elu hapnimim. The zagim are, the garinim are the seeds. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Not true. The opposite, the chartzanim are the seeds, and the zagim Gimme the skins, and shalotit eh, and so that you don't make a mistake, and you don't make a mistake like Rabbi Yehuda, I'll give you a sign to remember. Kizug shel behema. It should be like the bell of an animal. So the bell of an animal, what's a zug? Zag, there's the word zag. So the bell of an animal has, the zug is the outer part. Hachitzon zug, the outer part of the bell is called the zug. So therefore the outer part of the grape must be called the zag. V'hapnimi inbal, the inner part of the bell, the clapper, is called an inbal, it's not called a zug. So therefore, when I see the word zag in the Torah, that must be the outer part, the skin, and not the pits, just like it is when it comes to a bell of an animal. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us some of the specifics of the prohibition of giluach, of shaving, of cutting the hair of the Nazir, which we know is one of the restrictions, one of the prohibitions. And there's when it comes to giluach, there's a unique feature that you don't have when it comes to eating and drinking wine or having grapes or wine. A Nazir who eats grapes or drinks wine during his Nazirus, so he doesn't forfeit any of the days of Nazirus. He's eaten something usher, no doubt, but he doesn't lose any of the days. And that would be true even if he ate or drank b'mezid, he ate the grapes or drank the wine. And even for many, many days, he doesn't forfeit any of the days. But a Nazir who was in violation of cutting his hair, so there the halacha is going to be ease, potentially could be soser Nazirus, we'll see, 30 days. But that's also in a case where he shaved most of his hair, cut most of his hair, and that would be true even if he did it b'shoging, and even if it happened b'ones, it happened against, he was under duress, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Stam nizirus shloshim yom, this we know already. And it's coming to teach us, though, that when it comes to a nazir, the gidul seir, the growth of the hair, as we'll see in the halacha, is not considered growth unless it grows for a minimum of 30 days. And therefore, gilach if he ended up shaving, cutting his hair during the days of Nazirus, whether it was a done a bizadon obershkaga on purpose or by mistake, oshel guluchu listim, or even more so, if he it was completely bonus, because they were listed, armed robbers came and shaved the Nazir's hair, soser shloshim yom, he now forfeits 30 days. Now, different explanations for two ways to look at what it means, soser shloshim yom. So some say, some Rishonim say that what happens is he's going to forfeit the days until he has a 30-day growth. So when he comes now to Mimigaleach, what normally happens? A Nazir, after he finishes Nazirus, so then he does his Tiglachas Shel Mitzvah. He does his Tiglachas Atar, he shaves his whole head, and he brings Karbanos on Melos Yimei, or after Melos Yimei Naziruso. So here we're talking about the following. If we don't have, from the day he shaved, someone shaved him, or he shaved, in this case, cut his hair, we should not have cut his hair. If we don't have, from that day until the end of his Nazirus, we don't have at least 30 days. Let's say he took a Nazirus Muetas. He became a Nazir for only 30 days. And now 10 days in, he cut his hair, or someone cut his hair, so against his will, or has done a mistake, whatever it is. So now there are only 20 days left. So what the halacha now is he has to wait 30 days. He has to wait 30 days, and then he's able to finish the next 20 days that he has. But if, let's say, he already has 30 days left to count, not 20 days left to count, he has plenty of time left to count. He took upon himself in his years, let's say 100 days, and now 10 days in, he cut his hair. So there are 90 days left. So he doesn't have to now count 30 days. He doesn't forfeit anything, because he has a 30-day period for his hair to grow. That's one explanation. Others explain that he always forfeits 30 days, even in Nazirus Merubah. So in such a case, let's say he took upon himself Nazirus for 100 days, and now 10 days in, he cut his hair. There are 90 days left. According to this explanation, that doesn't help. That doesn't matter. He's going to have to count an extra 30 days, and during those 30 days, all the rules of Nazirus apply to him, but they just don't count towards the Nazirus, and after those 30 days are up, he now has to finish his Nazirus another 90 days. So now he'll have his 10 days that he counted, he'll have to count 30 days, and then after that, count another 90 days to finish the Nazirus. Then the Mishnah says, Nazir Shegilach, Bein Bazug Bein Batar, a Nazir speaking the same case during his Nazirus, but he cut his hair, and that would be true whether he did it bemezid with a zug, which are scissors, or a tar, which is literally a razor, but means, let's say, like a knife, Osha Sifseif Kolshu, or he just plucked out a hair, even one, from the root, Chayiv. He's going to be Chai of Malkus for this. Just plucking out one hair, cutting a few hairs, he's going to be Chai. The Gemara says that when we speak about the hair, it has to be where he pulls out the hair from its root to the point where there's what's left, even if there's something left, it's not enough that it can curl over to its to the source. So if the hair, sometimes the hair is long enough, even if you pluck out the hair, what's left on the head is long enough for it to curl over a little bit, back from the top all the way back to the bottom. So that's not considered plucking out a hair. If he plucks out a hair, though, and now the hair is so short that it cannot fold over, so then he's going to be chayiv, and this is all for Malkos. This then, and the chiddush here, the Mishnah is, he's chayiv Malkos for plucking out one hair, cutting a few hairs with the scissors or a knife. But regarding stira, forfeiting of the days, he only forfeits those days, that 30 days, as we explained, soser shloshim yom, different ways to understand what that meant. That's only if he shaved, cuts off most of the hair on his head. Then the Mishnah says, Nazir chofeif, Nazir can take his hand and wash his hair, shampoo his hair. So that's one explanation. Umim, fast pace, which means he can, let's say, scratch his hair. And this is all, some say it means to separate one hair from the other. Either way, the Mishnah is telling us that the Nazir was allowed to do this, and we're not afraid that, oh, it's going to pull out hair. It's true, it may once in a while, occasionally may they do that, but generally not. And therefore, it's a davar sheino miskaven. It's something he doesn't have kavanah to do, and it's not a psikresh. It's not inevitable. That concept, that principle, a davar sheino miskaven, is not something where we follow Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's mutter. It's not only halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. It's halacha when it comes to Nazir and other heirs of halacha kol haTorah kula as well. So here we'll allow him to scratch his head and shampoo his head, avolo sorek, but he cannot comb his hair. Combing the hair, that's inevitable. It's going to pull out hair. Then the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos. We allow a person to use certain brushes because it's not a psik reisha. It's going to pull out hair, and a person will violate the malacha of gozes, of shearing, which is what you do when you pull out hair. But a comb you will not allow because that's inevitable. It's a psik reisha that is going to pull out hair. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, lo yachof ba'adama, he shouldn't put earth, rub his hair with earth, which happens to clean the hair, because that chafifa, using the earth, that definitely pulls out hair, says Rabbi Shmuel, and that should not be done by the Nazir.